The owners of a southern Tasmanian cider company have received a major award at the Australian Cider Presentations of the weekend. Dr. Clive Crosley and partner Lynn Upton use heritage cider apples to make their product at Pear Tree Cottage in Middleton and were awarded the Champion of Industry Award for their work in the cider industry. It was a busy time for the pair, who had to forego a trip interstate for the awards to prepare for the weekend open day at Red Sails Cider, but they loved their work.
Well, we have a wonderful time. I love growing apples in this wonderful state of Tasmania where they grow so well. And we have more than 40 heritage cider apple varieties, which is one of the biggest collections in Australia, from which we make a variety of different styles of cider.
And they've got the funny names, haven't they?
The apples have funny names, yes. Things like Brown Snout and Somerset Red Streak, and Yarlington Mill is the name of a place in Somerset which was very close to where I was born, actually. I was born about 20 miles from Yarlington Mill, and it was a strange apple that grew on the mill stream in Yarlington, which turned out to have absolutely magnificent properties for cider making. So it's now grown all around the world, including in Tasmania.
So what makes these cider apples so different for making the cider than the normal apple?
Well, they contain a lot of sugar, which is good for making lots of alcohol. But they also contain a large proportion of tannins and also acidic compounds, things like malic acid, all of which contribute to the flavours of good cider. Eating apples are actually quite bland. There's not a lot of different molecules in them, whereas cider apples are full of a mixed collection of wonderful astringent, sweet and acidic flavours.
Lynn, he knows his stuff, doesn't he?
He does. He is a cell biologist after all.
And the award that has been bestowed on you from the cider industry, how important is that for your work that you do here?
Well, it's very thrilling for us because we've been at it for quite a number of years now and we're true believers in the cider industry, especially for Tasmania, for goodness sake. I mean, it was, when I moved here, I think it might have still been the Apple Isle.
Well, I think it's quickly coming back to that being the Apple Isle, but it was unfortunate you couldn't attend the presentation.
No, we had an open day that meant that 400 of our closest friends, were about to arrive, so we just couldn't get over to Melbourne for it.
Where did the love affair with the cider industry start, Clive?
Well, I was born in Somerset, which is a good start, and grew up drinking and making cider as a teenager. I've been making it as an amateur virtually all my life, but I'm a professional cell biologist working mainly in medical research, but also in cell biology involved with the Antarctic. And so when I retired from my professional scientific career, I bought this farm in Tasmania and planted the orchards of cider apples, and we started making cider commercially around 10 years ago.
Did you do any research while you're at work into the cider industry itself?
Well, yes, I have always been interested in the cider industry, and we have visited cider makers all around the world. And we've got to know cider makers from many countries. We have cider making friends in France and in England, in Germany, in Italy, in Spain, in America. And they come and visit us in Tasmania, and we visit their cider enterprises in other countries.
Who's got the bragging rights at the moment?
I don't know the answer to that.
Lynn, what do you think?
I don't think we're great braggers, really. We keep it very close to our chest, but we feel very honoured to have received this award. It was magnificent.
And what's your background, Lynn?
Well, I've been in the arts industry all my working life, one thing or another. In Sydney, I ran art galleries, and here I was director of Arts Tasmania and associated with Arts Tasmania for 20 years. So I'm very involved in the arts industry as well.
We're balanced in that Lynn has wonderful experience in preparing illustrative materials for our labels and for developing our website and things like that, and also a lot of business experience, which I don't have. I'm a scientist and cider maker, so we have different skills.
Which blend perfectly together. Now, tell us about the Pear Tree Cottage.
Pear Tree Cottage had that name when we bought it in 1987, and it's named after a giant pear tree that's right in front of the cottage, which is a Napoleon pear. And that pear tree is more than 100 years old, and it provides some of the fruit that we put into our perry. So Pear Tree Cottage was the perfect place to plant a set of orchards of cider apples.
So how long do you think that pear tree will last?
Pear trees can last a very long time. In England, we've looked at pear trees where we know who planted them and when, and some of them are more than 500 years old. And unlike most fruit trees, they continue to bear productively for centuries. So it's a wonderful tree.
And the French part of the orchard, tell us about the trees there.
Well, they're a collection of French cider apple varieties, which I've collected from all over Australia. They've been imported over a long period of time. Some of them have been here from well before the quarantine restrictions were intensive. And so they're very precious, because it's very expensive these days to bring new apple varieties into Australia because of the quarantine requirements. But the old apples are still bearing true to the way that they always were. They're clones. And so we've made a collection, which are very important because we can supply scions, that is, clone material for people to graft onto their own rootstocks, and so we can continue to propagate these ancient varieties.
Now, Lynn, the award was partly for the work in the cider industry. What's your view of the Australian cider industry at the moment? Recent figures said that people were buying less and less cider.
What they're buying less and less of is the industrial cider, and I think there's growth in the craft cider industry, which is the bit we're in. There is a lot of competition from new beers and gin and all the rest of it. So people are looking for new treats. And in fact, Tom Oliver, who was here judging the Cider Awards, is actually doing a lot of work with beer, mixing cider and beer, which he says is terrific. So, I mean, that's the beauty of craft cider. You can do all sorts of things that aren't an industrial, sweet industrial cider product. I mean, we're much more interested in the flavours that you can get from the fruit, and exploring all of the other things you can do.
Well, once again, congratulations on the award.
Thank you very much.
And Clive, all the best for the future.
Thank you very much.
Lynn Upton, who along with Dr. Clive Crosley run Redsail Cider at Middleton. The pair won the Champion of the Industry Award at the Australian Cider Awards in Melbourne at the weekend.